Diamond for diamond, no one compares with Mervis. At Mervis Diamond Importers, our natural diamonds come straight from the mines in Africa, and our mermaid lab-grown diamonds beat all others for quality and value. Come view our brilliant diamonds, both natural and lab-grown. Mervis diamonds are so bright and full of fire, they will blow you away. So will the affordable prices. Our diamonds may steal your heart, but not your wallet. See our mermaid lab-grown diamonds and learn how to get a larger diamond for less. You can get a bigger mermaid lab-grown diamonds than you ever thought possible. And with Mervis financing, you can enjoy up to 5 years to pay with zero interest. Our generous full-value trader policy and our lifetime warranty program easily make Mervis your first choice. When you mount a world-class Mervis diamond into a designer ring from our huge collection, there is no equal. Mervis Diamond Importers. For an appointment, call 800-HER-LOVE or go to mervisdiamond.com. Again, that's 800-HER-LOVE or go to mervisdiamond.com.
Hello and welcome to Film Companion. You've tuned in to an exciting new interview podcast with Anupama Chopra. To catch more of what we do, visit us on www.filmcompanion.in.
I used to joke about Varun having that. Even he's been through his highs and lows in my contemporaries. Ranbir said this to me recently. He said, don't overthink it. Mostly it's a fluke. I don't try and be overtly talkative about my personal life because I feel you should respect your partner and there is a past there. And I've been in that situation where I've seen things pan out publicly and it's not always very, very nice because there are kids affected. So I try and keep a respectful boundary. I do what she's comfortable with.
Arjun, so lovely to see you. This month, you celebrated 9 years as an actor.
Yes.
And I remember reading some interview of yours in which you said on May 10th, when Ishqzade released, your first instinct was just ki picture itni chal jaye ki main kal
aur kaam mil jaye
aur kaam mil jaye right main agle din main ek aur shoot pe chala jaun right
correct
now, Arjun, since then you've made 20 more films
yeah
you know tell me are you satisfied with what you've done so far? Do you take a step ever to just stop and pat yourself on the back?
Well, it is a remarkable achievement in the sense that I'm not formally educated. I never quite studied films, but I grew up on film sets. I worked my bloody butt off to try and understand the workings, the inner workings of it without taking it for granted. I also managed to assist a little bit. I was not a very good one, but I managed, did my acting class, went for auditions, did whatever best I could to my capacity. And I think somewhere I got that opportunity, that door opened for me. Which gave me a chance to showcase something that I have that makes me good in front of the camera. And I really enjoyed just getting accepted because it was the first big acceptance of my life for a guy who's not really achieved too much except for being an actor. That was the first go-to. Otherwise, I would have been in a very bad situation, Anupama. I would have actually not had anything to fall back on. So when Ishqzade did well, it's allowed me to have a life, a career. It's allowed me to bring in money, to be self-sufficient, to take care of myself and my near and dear ones and my family and build a small foundation and nest for myself to be independent and to be practical and to go out there and look at work as something that takes care of the basic needs. I give myself a pat on the back because yes, it started only with that worry. I lost my mother 45 days before the film released, then I was at sea, completely at sea. I wouldn't have been able to take care of myself so easily if the film had not done well. So I pat myself on the back for saying I took a chance. I went and auditioned. I got a role. I got accepted. And then I've just been working after that. Like I said, I was just grateful to have work. Ye nahi socha tha number one, number two, number three, number four. That was never the idea. The idea was to just work. And good, bad also became or next thought. So I look back and I dwell on it and I say, you know, I've evolved quite a bit. I have to say I've done well for myself. I today sit in a position where I can choose to say yes or no to a film, and that's a lot of power in a person's hand. I can choose to get a film greenlit. I can choose to not be part of a film if I'm not 100% certain. I can choose to take some time off and reassess. I can take that extra effort to work on a script with my directors and my fellow actors. So I'm in a very, very good position. Am I satisfied? No actor will ever say that, Anupama, because the greed is to do more.
Yeah.
But I also realized in this last 1 year, 1.5 year of sitting in this situation where I said, yeah, there's no rule book that says you have to achieve it in 5, 6, 7 years. You have to create durability and longevity in your career by doing quality work. And eventually there's a phase in which you can really achieve a lot more than even you imagine. You have to just play your cards right to survive that phase. You just have to get into that space. Everybody has a certain period as an actor where they really find that it's like batting. You just have to keep batting. And the ball does start coming on the bat at certain times in your life. Yeah. So I'm being patient now.
You've of course had many successes, but the last few years haven't been great in terms of just box office, right?
Yes.
Of course, Sardar Ka Grandson is releasing on Netflix, and so we're never going to really know what box office is. Do you, Arjun, at this point think about strategy, or are you mostly just taking it one script at a time?
So when I tried to strategize, I kind of fumbled. I followed my impulses and instinct quite a bit, Anupama, in the beginning when I just did things which connected with me. And then from there on, I was told there are certain kinds of films I should do. And then subconsciously you build on what you're being told because it stays in your head. Actors are very susceptible and vulnerable to being told. We are very gullible, kaan ke kacche ho jaate ek point, especially when you want to hold on to success. There's this thing about, I want to hold on to this position and go upwards only. I want to build. And my satellite and my digital and my theatrical business and the revenue, kyunki jitni chalegi utna zyada budget milega, utni badi filmein kar sakte. So you start forgetting the core and instinct and impulse of selecting material. So I went through that phase and I realized strategy is not my cup of tea. And then I did a film like Sardar Ka Grandson, which a lot of people advised me is not the ideal film to do. And I'm very, very happy I did it because it kind of re-underlines and reiterates the fact that I should follow my impulse and instinct because I'm very happy with the film. And I'm very happy that people have enjoyed the film. It's a very sweet, simple family film. It's not in the type that I'm being told to do all the time, that I'm projected to do all the time. So it's sort of like Ki and Ka. There are phases in your life where you get told not to do things because they don't play to the gallery. I was told don't do a role where you play a house husband cutting vegetables while your wife is working and your wife is older than you. I did it. I was told, why are you doing a film where Neena Gupta has got the best role and you're one of the actors? I said, no, it's not that. When you see the film, the grandson and the grandmother's relationship is what makes it. It's like, imagine today Ayushman not doing Badaiyo.
Right.
So you have to learn to let go of strategy and do films that appeal to you also at this level. And of course, you have to look at the broader strokes of being a star and being an actor and sometimes align to that also. But I can't strategize here, Anupama. I'm not capable because my quest is not to be number one. It never was. Like you rightly said at the beginning, my thing was only do good work, do good films. Some will work, some won't work. Which star has a track record of 100%?
Yeah.
I used to joke about Varun having that. Even he's been through his highs and lows in my contemporaries. You see the biggest stars. You see John and Sardar Ka Grandson. He's my producer. See, his career graph has gone up and down. You see Ajay Devgan, Akshay Kumar, the best of them. I guess you just have to have fun rather than overtly analyzing things because, it's Ranbir said this to me recently. He said, don't overthink it. Mostly it's a fluke. And that's a joke between him and me, fluke. That's because there are certain bits and pieces in every actor's career that are flukes.
Yeah. Tukka lag gaya to lag gaya.
But you have to take credit for it and move on. But right. And I'm sure every actor heard this and said, that is a fact. There are some flukes in there.
But, Arjun, I want to talk about Sandeep or Pinky Farrar, which is a film I really loved. People dissuaded you from doing that as well.
Yes.
And I don't think, Arjun, you got enough applause for taking on the role of this Haryanvi cop who in the climax is in drag, is wearing his name Pinky and then is in this flaming pink with makeup, showing us what the possibilities of the color pink are. And, we spoke to Debakar and Debakar said that you just wanted to put yourself through the process. You had no illusions about how well or how badly that film would do. Did that film change you as an actor?
Of course, I chose it and I did it knowing that the parameters or the barometers of success for that film might not be what the external forces might want. But for me, internally, that film is a huge success because I got to work with a director who, when I came into the industry, was on my radar and list to work with. He chose me He broke me. He rebuilt me to become Pinky. The prep and the process to become Pinky was so fascinating. I mean, Devakar spent so much time with me. We spent 3 months on the prep and only 45 days shooting. To do the film with that climax, and he wrote that climax and he narrated it to me, and he still gave me a chance to walk away. And I took that as a challenge because I said, you know what? My masculinity has been so extrovertedly put out there all the time. I felt it is important to show for myself also that I don't need to be insecure about being a man. You know, you don't always have to be a certain way. And I think Sandeep Urpinki deals with that. It exactly deals with how masculinity is looked at in India and how being a woman is looked at in a man's world in India.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to be that party pooper who came and said, you know, my image and I don't feel I'm too young to do this, etc. I wanted to go with the flow and see what comes out of it. And I'm so glad people like you have liked it. I've got so many messages and calls from people who've understood the layering of the film. And I know that film will live on with a lot more people than I imagined, even though it had a fractured release, sadly, due to COVID and the theatrical release being compromised. But I'm still proud of it because I learned a lot.
Yeah.
And I really feel it's a very, very layered film. It's a film that will stand the test of time. He's a fantastic filmmaker. And I love the fact that it is Sandeep's story and Pinky is just flowing in it. I don't know why it attracted me. It's actually Pinky would have just gotten away. Pinky's not the emotional thrust. But there was something very unique about playing subdued and calm and a storm brewing within.
And also, and just playing very sensitive. I mean, that whole scene with when Sandeep, you know, loses her baby and
yeah.
And what you do. I mean, there's not a lot of, you don't see that often in Hindi cinema. So it was just wonderful.
But it was fantastic because even Pinky doesn't know he's that sensitive till that happens.
Till it happens. Correct. Yeah.
So like me and Divakar sir built a whole backstory to this guy, why he's suspended, who his mother is, who his father was. So why he's suspended, what happened between him and Jaideep's character. We built an entire, there's a beautiful story me and him created sitting down and talking for hours in that dialect. First, Divakar is such a linguist. He can talk exactly. Pinky is a reference point for how Divakar talks to me in real life. Like we used to talk like that. He built this character from ground up with me. So when I'm in that moment, if you can see the vulnerability, it is not because he wants to be. It is because at some point as a child, he was. And it comes through in that moment because he sees a reflection of his father has told him not to be this way. But eventually, when he's in front of a woman, that rawness of feeling vulnerable comes through.
Yeah.
Very fascinating time to do that film. I mean, very fascinating time to learn from Divakar, to spend time doing a film completely off the expected. It gave me joy. I'm so glad a lot of y'all have appreciated it. And it sort of at one point did feel that you feel down about the fact that should you be or should you just stick to going out there and doing the entertainers, as they call it. But there is a big part of me that gets excited by these kind of films, whether it's Finding Fanny, whether it's Aurangzeb, whether it's there is a keera inside me to do off. Like I like going off. I it's very exciting to me. And I keep being told, no, you go. Go this way. But it's like, suno sabki karo apni. So Divakar's film is that karo apni wali film.
Correct. But you know, Arjun, I also think that perhaps you don't get enough credit and applause for how evolved and progressive you are also in life. I mean, your partner is somebody who's older than you with a son from an earlier marriage. When Sridevi ma'am passed away, the way you became the spine and support of your father, of your sister. There was such generosity and grace in that. Have you always been like this?
I don't know. You'll have to ask people around me. I don't know. But thank you for respecting and appreciating it. I'm not somebody who flaunts it because I do believe that that is something that I'm doing. It is happening around me and I'm reacting to the situation. You know, I don't try and be overtly talkative about my personal life because I feel you should respect your partner and there is a past there. And I've been in that situation where I've seen things pan out publicly and it's not always very, very nice because there are kids affected. So I try and keep a respectful boundary. I do what she's comfortable with and I think my career should not get hinged upon the fact that my relationship is this. That's my personal life. So, you know, you have to create boundaries. I talk about it today because there is a certain respect and regard given to the relationship because we have given it time. I've tried to give it a certain amount of dignity by giving it space and not letting it be in your face, and make it as authentic and real as possible, because it's not, it is that. And that is my mother's upbringing somewhere. If you look at what happened with dad, I wouldn't wish that for my worst enemy, what happened to my dad's kids. And my mother's upbringing just came in my head, where she would have told me to go be by my father's side, regardless of what obstacles we faced, because of a choice he made where he fell in love. And I respect my father falling in love again, because it is, love is complex. And we would be silly and churlish to be sitting here in 2021 saying, no, you only fall in love once. It's very Bollywoodized. Love is complex. Love is complicated. Love is not always about being able to be in love. It is also about compatibility at the end of the day. There's a friendship. There is saturation. There is a certain amount of unfortunate frustration that comes. People go through different phases in life. So you could have been in love with somebody, and you can fall in love with somebody after that. And that has to be understood and respected. I don't agree that it is, I can't say it's okay what my father did, because I'm a child and I felt the repercussions, but I understand what he did, you know.
Sure.
I can't say nahi, theek hai, hota hai. I will always wonder. But then when I rationalize it, sitting as an old enough person today who's dealing with his own relationship highs and lows, you understand and you regard and understand where those people in their enclosed houses and rooms must have been through certain situations that led to these choices being made. You respect privacy and the silence of those matters, and you try and be a good son, because that's what my mother would want. Beyond that, Anupama, I didn't think it through about what my relationship with Janhvi Khushi would be. That is still getting formed. That almost got formed incidentally from me going and standing with my dad. I'm glad it did. But the impulse was my dad, and my sister's impulse was, okay, let's do this. Let's be standing there. And then we realized, okay, Khushi and Janhvi are very similar to us, because they share a same father, and we are very different also. I feel it's a story waiting to be told in many ways. I mean, I must confess, it has crossed my mind to tell it in a certain form at some point of time in my life. Two siblings put in a situation because of having a common parent. Perhaps not wanting to get along, but understanding, empathizing, connecting, and kind of creating this jigsaw puzzle that pieces some of the questions together to find answers. And that's what life is. I think the credit, whether I get it or not today, I don't think matters. I think if my sisters are happy, if my father is okay, it'll find its own course, you know, water finds its level. So I'm glad somebody like you has noticed it, but that's not the reason to do things.
Yeah, of course. But there's a lot to learn there. There's a lot to learn.
Well, I'm learning to be a better actor. At least I'm doing a good enough job being a human being. Let's put it this way. at a critical review level, maybe my reviews might get better at a human being level.
You know, Arjun, I did like a rough count of the extended Kapoor family and how many actors there are. And I came up with 7, not including Khushi, because she's not formally, sort of announced it, but including Shanaya, yeah, who of course has been now formally announced.
Yes.
Is there like a Kapoor family actors WhatsApp group where you guys are exchanging notes and stuff?
Not a bad idea. It should be, but we'll just have to mostly listen to Anil Chachu in that. And he'll be the youngest one. I think we should all try and be unique, no? If we become, at the end of the day, it is aspirational to want Anil Kapoor's career, but we should work towards it independently, you know, for that matter. I think if we exchange too many notes, we'll only be skeptical about this industry, because everybody has their own experiences that they want to protect the next one coming in. But the next one has to make their mistakes to learn from it.
Yeah.
So it becomes a slightly parental thing to give advice to a sibling or to a close, even if it's a friend. Eventually, they have to go through the journey. Like, my journey is very different from Sonam's.
Right.
At the end of the day, how can I compare? Even for hypothetical sake, launched by Sanjay Leela Bhansali with Ranbir Kapoor, one of the most hyped films. Me coming in, I was an unknown quantity. I was not a star son. I mean, it looks today in retrospect, we're all bunched together, but I was an unknown quantity. Different trajectory of work that I did. She's worked with different level of directors. I've had to go through a certain process to reach wherever I am. How do we give... Sonam and me will have two differing opinions to give Shanaya.
Yeah.
it'll always be a conflict of explaining things, you know. And then we are all very opinionated people. It's best if Shanai today comes to me asking me for an opinion, or Khushi does, I'm more than happy to share. But even with Janvi, whenever she does, I always try and tell her, I guess you are lucky, you are fortunate, you're privileged. Just keep working hard, because at some point of time, things will align in a certain way, the way you're working hard towards. That's all. I can't tell her what film to do and what not to do, because I don't know her capability. And I really don't know what I'm doing right now. What will I tell her? That's the honest truth. It's, I'm still figuring myself out 9 years down the line. Yeah, I'm still in my head, still sussing. मैं हमेशा वही बोलता हूँ यार, मेरे एक्सपीरियंस से जाओ तो मेरी तो पिछले 2-3 सालों में जो हशर हुआ है तो मेरी तो बात ना ही सुनो तो बेटर है. तो आई एम क्वाइट ऑनेस्ट अबाउट इट, वेदर दैट्स अ गुड थिंग और बैड थिंग आई डोंट नो, बट दिस इज हाउ आई एम.
It's a good thing, Arjun. Last question. You know, I don't know if you remember, but we talked a couple of years ago, and I think it was around the time of Half Girlfriend, and you said to me, there isn't a day that goes by when I'm not proud to be Boni Galvani. I want to ask you, do you ever ask him what makes him proud to be Arjun's father?
No, I haven't. But the next time, I'm sure you'll get a chance to meet him, interact with him, or even perhaps interview him when Maidan comes around. And you must ask him that, because me and him disagree on a lot, Anupama. Even my film choices, he's very, very critical, and he's somebody who pushes me to do a lot better, because he knows, he's seen, I guess, Anil Kapoor's career, he's seen his wife's career, he knows the ability of achieving superstardom.
Yeah.
And perhaps he wishes the same for me. But I always would like him to understand and believe that my journey might not be the same as theirs. And it doesn't have to be in the first few years. Maybe I'll find my feet. And maybe acting is not the only thing that I'm so excited about. I want to make films as a producer, as a director, as an actor. I would like to be so much more than maybe just what people see me as. So we have a lot of friction about it. You know, I like, for me, Sandeep or Pinky Farrar, I would do on a whim. Not that he ever stopped me with that, but there are situations where I've said no to films or I've said yes to films. And we've had, I can be honest. I mean, your show, I've always been honest in most shows, but your show even more so. Even the way I've looked in the past few years, he's always pushed me to look better, because he knows how important that is to get the right kind of films. But I've also explained to him, listen, that is a personal thing that I'm dealing with on a day-to-day basis. I'm working towards it. Today, I'm in a better position than a year back. And I will always strive for that. But that shouldn't stop the actor within me from saying yes to films and doing films. Just because I don't look a certain way, I don't think directors will not cast me for it. I can become a character. And then he has his own point of view, his own opinion. So we have a lot of friction that way about things, which is fun, actually. It's not so bad. But I think he should just be proud for the person I am. I don't know, man. It's a very tricky question. You'll have to ask him. But yeah, we have a unique father-son relationship. It's not as simple as it seems. You know, it's not like I've just gone back home and settled in, and we're sitting and watching TV together and we have a good time. We have ideological differences. We have personality differences. We are the same person in many ways, right? So there is bound to be a little bit more friction when there are two people who have opinions and they collide. So it's quite interesting. I think you should ask all my sisters about how we are.
I remember Varun telling me how his dad tried to dissuade him from Badlapur, saying he could zyada dark picture nahi.
Yeah, but the thing is, dad is somebody who's got a very open mind with films. He's just right. He feels I should do better.
Yeah.
And perhaps because he doesn't live with me, he's not able to articulate it in a gentler way.
Yeah.
And I have to give him his due. He only means well. Sometimes parents, friends, we all mean well. It's how you put it across, because actors are sensitive. When you're facing the camera every day, you know your deficiencies. Yeah. You are sensitive. Sometimes from your parents, you want a slight pat on your back. Sometimes from near and dear ones, you just need a bit of a, well tried, it's okay, we'll do better next time. You don't always need the dose of truth, because I'm very self-critical as it is. So it's nice to have a bouncing board that gives you a bit of a pep talk, which is positive. But again, it's a complicated question. I don't think I have a clear-cut answer. I'm only talking about work. Even personally, we have a difference of opinion. So it's as raw and real as a father-son who have not had the time to bond as kids. Now we are getting to know each other. While I'm 35 and I'm a grown-up, and he's 65 and he's seen so much of life. So it's like two men trying to play father and son. It's there's a lot of jugalbandi.
Well, there's a film in there as well, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I think my history with my family, close-knit family, I should start jotting notes down. Perhaps that will make for an interesting story.
And remember that we talked about it first.
Yes, Film Companion deserves utmost credit.
Indeed. Thank you to Film Companion. Arjun, yes. Thank you so much. Such a pleasure always to talk to you.
Thank you so much, Anupama.
Take care and stay safe.
If you liked what you just tuned into, then subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, and Radio Public. You can now also follow Film Companion on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.